Hello and welcome back to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and as always, I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week has had some huge news. The Bank of England has raised interest rates from record lows 0.1 to 0.25. Now, this is only a very small change, but it might mark the beginning of a new way of thinking at the Bank of England. And that hike in interest rates will reflect on the whole market. Now, the European Central Bank decided not to hike on rates, and people are already discussing how this is going to affect investors in the UK and on the continent differently. But regardless of what the markets are doing, remember, you can always bank on dividends. Welcome. This episode is titled A Very Merry Dividend. Now, before I go any further, allow me to have a fanboy moment, because this week I actually had to have a conversation with one half of what I consider to be my dividend heroes. And it was only a very brief conversation over Twitter, but European DGI and I actually spoke. Now, European DGI is one half of the team that run the Dividend Talk podcast. You can listen to it. You can find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. And the other half is Engineer My Freedom. Check them both out on Instagram and Twitter. And actually, if you want to know more about whether this hike in inflation or not is going to affect your investing, and if inflation even matters, well, check out the Dividend Talk podcast. It's their podcast. And to be honest, I've been listening to it from early days, and easily it is the number one dividend podcast outside of the US. I love the fact that there are other dividend investors out there, and the Dividend Talk podcast is easily the best podcast out there for dividend investors. Second best, well, you don't have to guess who I think that is, but the number one, hands down, is Dividend Talk by European DGI and Engineer My Freedom. Check them out. And their most recent episode is titled, Does Inflation Even Matter? If you want to hear about inflation and how it will affect your portfolio, I'm not talking about it here, but go and check out the latest episode of the Dividend Talk podcast. You know, that's free, okay? Now, in this week's episode, A Very Merry Dividend, I am going to be giving you guys a Christmas present. Last week's episode, we were talking about how December is for dividends and how we should spend at least some of our Christmas money buying ourselves the gift that keeps on giving. Well, this week, I have a gift for you. A very merry dividend indeed. This week, I am going to be breaking down my dividend pie that pays me in December. And if you check the description notes to this podcast episode, you will find links to all of my dividend pies. My monthly dividend pie, which I've already started making available on Instagram. My dividend pie that pays in January, April, July, and October. The dividend pie that pays in February, May, August, and November. And the one we're going to be talking about today is the dividend pie that pays in March, June, September, and December. So there you go. Merry Christmas. Do not say I don't give you anything. Now, before I get criticized, and part of the reason why I haven't shared these pies before is because of the criticism that I expected, do not think that I buy stocks just because they pay dividends in a certain month, okay? I only organize them this way so that my drip would work the most effectively. So I have about 30 stocks in this pie that I'm talking about. And it's the pie that pays every March, June, September, and December. So it's a quarterly pie. Now, if you've already looked at my monthly pie because you were following me on Instagram, you know it has about 16 securities in it. Well, this pie has about 30 securities. And if you do go on to view the pie, remember, this is not financial advice. This is not a solicitation to buy this pie, copy this pie, or to own any of the securities in this pie. I am just sharing all my pies with you as a Christmas gift, because guess what? You deserve it. And I am aware from all the feedback I get that a lot of the times I'm talking about these great companies and you want to know what they are. What companies does Banky actually own, right? So this month I'm sharing all my pies, but in this podcast, we're going to talk about the one that has been paying me this month and has been paying me in March, June, September, and of course, December. So here we go. And what I'm going to try and do is go through the pie by the weighting that I have. And of course, 30 stocks is a lot. You can have a great portfolio with just 30 stocks. And these are just 30 stocks that pay in December, right? So this is a large number of stocks. I'm going to try and go through it relatively quickly. So forgive me that I can't go into great detail about the yields and all the other financials about each of these stocks. But I really just wanted to give you the list of dividend stocks, right? And remember, check the link in the descriptions and see all of my pies for free. You can see all the different stocks. I think when you combine all the quarterly pies plus the monthly pies, there's probably over 100 dividend paying stocks out there which are tried and tested, either I currently own or have owned at one point in my dividend investing journey, and I still believe in all of them, and that's why I'm sharing them with you. So without any further ado, the number one stock in my March, June, September and December dividend pie is, drumroll please, Microsoft. Microsoft is weighted at 5% of this pie, and really it should be more because Microsoft is such a great company, but you will see that there are a lot of other great companies in this pie. And remember, it's only weighted 5% because there are 30 stocks in this pie. Now the majority of stocks in this pie are either weighted at 5% or 4%, but again, I encourage you, click on the link, look at the pie and see the different weightings. The next company is another great dividend payer. I believe they're Dividend Aristocrat or Dividend King actually, and it's Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is also at a 5% weighting in the pie. The next one is Coca-Cola. Can you imagine? If you don't own Coke already, I don't know why. It's probably the best known brand in the world, one of the longest surviving brands. In fact, I think they discovered a new group of people somewhere out there in the Amazon forest. They spoke a very strange language and they hadn't had much contact, but they knew about Coke. So if you don't own Coke is a great dividend play. It pays every March, June, September and December, and it's also weighted 5% in this pie. The next one that's weighted 5% is Triple M. Now, Triple M is a dividend dream. It's a very old company, very well established company. They make everything from tape to everything basically, and they've been around for a long time and they've got a good history of dividend rates and a good payout ratio. So check out Triple M, also weighted 5%. Now, the next one is a company that I'm really a big fan of, and it's Waste Management. Waste Management is one of those companies that are not necessarily pretty. And the first time I actually heard about Waste Management is when I realized that Bill Gates and I think Warren Buffett own a lot of Waste Management shares. And I was like, why? What does this company do? All it does is collect trash, basically. And those are the companies I like. Ever since I learned about this company, I look for more companies like this. Companies that provide a service that will always be needed. And if you check out Waste Management's details, they are just an amazing company and they're a great dividend payer. I think they're also a Dividend Aristocrat or King. The next one is Alphac. Alphac, ticker AFC, I believe. Again, it's the last stock in this pie that is weighted at 5%. So everything else will be weighted at 4 or 3%. Or 2% even, just to get all 30 stocks in the pie. And I like this company because it's a chemical company, one of the few chemical companies I own, but they own a lot of household brands, so you probably their products in your home. And I think the one that made me spot them was a certain brand of toilet bleach, right? So it's not pretty, but I spotted the company, I did my research, and I was like, wow, I want to own this. Now, I'm going to have to just whiz through the rest because there is a lot. Now, the next three that are all weighted at 4% are McDonald's, Tyson Foods, and Aris Capital. McDonald's and Tyson Foods are probably staple names, right? Tyson Foods, one of the biggest meat producers in the US. Also, they produce a bunch of other stuff, and I think they own some farms as well. So, a very, very good buy. McDonald's is probably the second best real estate company in the world. Second only to Realty Income, in my opinion. And you heard me correctly, McDonald's is a real estate company because if you check their books, they make a lot more from franchising restaurants in hot locations all around the world than selling burgers. Don't get me wrong, they sell a lot of burgers, but McDonald's is a franchise king. Just get that in your head. And Aris Capital is a weird one. They do this form of mezzanine finance for, I think, developing or startup companies. But they have a really good a really good dividend yield. They are not a REIT, even though they like to behave like one. They might be a REIT actually, but they definitely behave like one, and their dividend yield is reminiscent of a REIT, but it's a high yielding name. I like it because I bought it first at a very low price, so I've been in the green for a long time on this. And it is more one of the more riskier ones, but it is one that can push your overall dividend portfolio yield up a little bit, especially if you can get it on a good yield for cost like I did. So Aris Capital, keep an eye on it. Again, check out the payout ratio because it might be a little bit, you know, not worth it if you don't like risk, but I have it at 4%. Now, the next couple are all at 3% in this pie, and they are big names, you know, so I'm just going to rattle through them, and hopefully I shouldn't have to give too much commentary on them because you've heard of these names before. So we've got Visa, the credit card company. You have one of these cards in your wallet, so figure it out. You should buy what you already use in your daily life. We've got Broadcom. Broadcom, a lot of people don't know about them, but they're one of the number one semiconductor companies out there. They would have a higher weighting in this pie, but the price is up there, right? So I'm actually averaging up my price on this name, but I don't see the price going down anytime soon. So I got a 3% on this pie so that any drips kind of slowly build this name. One of my all-time favorites, and I think probably the first UK stock in this pie, is Unilever. Unilever is one of those companies that I hated for a long time until I did a lot of research into it. Quite a few years ago now, I wrote my master's dissertation for investment analysis on Unilever, especially how their dual listing affected their price and if it was priced effectively. So Unilever is a big one, and it's the first UK stock in this dividend pie. The next one is Southern Energy, ticker SO, or Southern, or the Southern Company. I think, you know, there's a different naming convention which market you're looking at it on, but again, it's at 3%. The next 3% one is Pfizer. They've been giving us booster jabs for the last couple of weeks now, and you know, COVID vaccines. I have a friend that works at Pfizer, and I spoke to her, and she really talked up the company to me, and in addition to my research, I kind of decided to add this into the pie over a year ago because, you know, I'm not that fond of pharmaceutical companies, but Pfizer, they're doing some great work, and I believe in the name, and they're going to be around for a long time. The only pharmaceutical name that I like more than Pfizer is GSK, but GSK is not in this pie, so don't worry about it. The next stock at 3% is IBM. IBM, people think, is a dying company, but check out what they're doing. I think they're a great dividend payer, and they still got some legs. They're going to be around for a while. They might not be as well known as they once were, but they're definitely still paying those dividends. Kraft Heinz, if you're British and you don't buy in Heinz ketchup, then I don't know what you're doing. My wife swears to this day that she can tell the difference between Heinz and any other brand of anything, whether it's the baked beans, whether it's the ketchup, and the myriad of products that they produce. Now, I think all products are the same, but their brand power and the range of products that they have and their history of products and, you know, profits and dividends made me feel like this is a no-brainer. I wish I could have it at more than 3%, and it's a good one because it's a good dividend paying stocks that is in an industry that most people don't think about. When you look at food production and consumer goods, it's kind of hard, other than Coke, to really get a good dividend paying stock. It's very easy to find dividend stocks in energy or construction, but yeah, consumer goods is a bit harder. The next one is actually another UK one, and it's the Renewable Infrastructure Group. So I like to be as renewable as possible, right? I wouldn't call myself an environmentalist, but I do believe the future is green. And the Renewable Infrastructure Group, if you check what they're doing, they are buying infrastructure for renewable energy. Now, everyone's going to have an electric car at some point, and these guys are already working on making sure that globally we have the infrastructure to support that. Now, I think the last big deal that I heard is that they bought a bunch of wind farms out in Germany, and I've owned this company for a long time. To be honest, when I first started investing again about 2.5 years ago, this was the first company I bought, primarily because it was a dividend stock and it was relatively cheap. But I believe in the company, I believe in the mission of this company so much. The next one is Walgreens Boots. Walgreens Boots, like, If you're in the UK, just think of boots and think of how many boots there are, and then times that by like 20, and that's how many Walgreens boots there are in the US. It's like number one stop for pharmaceuticals other than CVS, right? And if you're in the UK and you don't know CVS and you don't know Walgreens boots, check them out. MetLife is another good stock. Again, I wish I could have it more than 3%, but all of these stocks have been 3% in this dividend pie. The next one is another UK name. It's PayPoint. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but a lot of people in the UK don't actually pay for their gas and electric via direct debit, right? They used to pay via another company, but PayPoint usually won contract for everyone who's like on a gas card or a chip card. And I know this because I was on one in my previous property where I was renting. The gas company had issue with people paying the bill, so they made sure that all the tenants were on this gas card. And I realized that actually, when you look into their reach and the contracts that they have, this company's not going away. And then they pay dividends and they've got very good financials. And again, like I said, a bit like Waste Management, these are companies that I like, and it's a UK company because they meet a need that is not going away. People are always going to need gas and electric, and this is a way of having a dividend stock that is exposed to that without being exposed to the raw product, right? So this product is a financial company, allows payments basically just to do with gas and electric. So I spent a bit of time talking about that, but PayPoint, it's a great UK company that pays dividends. If you've never heard about it, check on it. It's not going away. It's going to be around for a very, very long time, especially with our current government. Let's leave it there. The next one at 3% is Sirin Williams. Again, can't go into it. Great company. Please check it out. Next one is Kellogg's. It's only 3%. I wish it could be more, but again, it's one of those confectionery consumer goods names that has been around for a long time, will be around for a long time, has paid dividends consistently, and you should at least check it out if you don't own them, because I can guarantee at some point in your life, you've eaten or tasted some of their products, right? The next one is Emwick Student Property, and I think this might be my last UK stock in this pie, and it's again at 3%. Basically, they provide student accommodation, and they receive the rent from that student accommodation, and they pay it out as dividends. So it's a bit like a REIT, but specifically in a very small sector of the market. But I believe students will always pay for their accommodation, and it's always going to be overpriced. And being a student myself not too long ago, I remember what that was like. And hey, now in hindsight, I can benefit off of that as well. And if it means that we have enough accommodation for the leaders of tomorrow, and I get a dividend as well, why not? Lumen Technologies. Now, Lumen Technologies used to be called Centrelink. I used to have it as a much bigger percentage. And it's one of those, if you're in the UK and you don't know what Lumen Technologies does, they're actually a cell phone and signal operator. They have a great dividend yield as well. They're a little bit more risky as well, but I like them even from back when they were called Centrelink. It's a great name. It's really done me well. I've made a lot of money on this name. So again, it's at 3%. The next one is Invesco. Invesco is a big, big company. If you don't know it, you should check it out. And those were all the 3% companies. So you can imagine that's quite a few. The first big name at 2% of this pie is Target. I know what you're thinking. Target should have been up there with the 5%ers. And you're right, it really should be. But I think they lose a bit of their brand power. Now, this is objective because I'm not even in the US. I've only been to a Target store once in my life. But I think they're facing a lot of competition from online stuff. And I know Target has a massive following in the US, so I just couldn't help but not own it. Their financials are good. Their numbers are good. I couldn't justify having more of it with the number of stocks that I have. Really, at some point, I think this should make it up to the 5%. But right now, it's only at 2%. The next 2% one is Intel. The next 2% one is Home Depot. Home Depot is like the B&Q, right? It's actually probably bigger than B&Q. But think of it like that, right? UPS, like everyone knows UPS. Again, 2%. And the last one is International Exchange, or ICE, the ICE International Exchange. And this is actually an exchange, just a stocks and shares exchange, right? I think they do OTC products as well. But I've known of ICE, the exchange, for a very, very long time. And when I realized that you could actually buy shares in them and they were listed, and I ran their numbers, I was like, actually, This is great. Instead of just buying shares, you can actually own a part of one of the exchanges that these shares are traded on. And that's a way of being invested in a market on a whole completely different level. And personally, I really believe in ICE. So I had to sneak them in there at 2%. Now, thank you for listening. That was a long list of companies. It was 30 companies. And like I said, I couldn't go into detail, but check out the pies and a very Merry Christmas to you all. My name is Banky, and once again, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.